We like to kill acronyms. So we like to make lots of networking acronyms go away.
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
When I was a little girl playing in my father's office, I dreamed of learning how to code. But my dad wasn't a coder, he was a businessman, and I never got to learn how, and it's been something that I've been curious about my whole life. And now, like, this whole world is startup and tech crazy, and I just want to know how to code too. Hack Reactor makes coding professionally go from being a dream and something that you just desire to have to really being a legitimate programmer. You could get a job straight away after. Even if you've been curious and you want to improve your skills and you're working in the marketing department and you happen to have to learn how to do HTML and you want to take your steps that much further, you got to check out Hack Reactor. Hack Reactor is the trusted environment, academic level education to go to become the best programmer that you could possibly be. Not only will you get the education, but you'll get the support from them to make sure that you're not alone in the journey. HackReactor.com. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. You guys, I am back in Los Angeles. What? So excited to be here. So excited to bring to you our next LA Startup Spotlight. Hello, Adam.
Hello. I'm happy to be here.
I'm stoked to have you. So go ahead and tell me all about Zero Tier.
Okay. So Zero Tier is about 2 years old as a company.
And what's your role in it?
I'm the founder of it. And I'm also the developer of the core technology originally.
Amazing. And how many years has it existed?
It's existed for about five, and it's been a company full-time for about two.
And
we just hired a new person, so there were three of us, now there's four.
Four people, amazing. And where are you based?
We are based in Irvine, which some people may or may not consider Los Angeles. I don't really care myself, but...
I think OC is definitely part of LA. I picture, you know, LA Tech going all the way from Santa Barbara and all the way down to San Diego. So that's my vision of the LA Tech ecosystem. I don't know.
I just call it San Angeles anyway. It's kind of just one city.
I love that, San Angeles. So go ahead, tell me what Zero Tier does and a little bit about your story.
Okay, well, our product is pretty technical. Most of our customers are pretty technical, but I'm going to kind of play both sides of that. I'm going to talk about it in kind of a like general sense, and then I'll also get a little bit technical so that the people that are listening that know about things like networking and crypto will be like, oh, cool, I understand what this is. So what we do is we make it easy to connect things. Our product does something called network virtualization. A simple way of trying to explain what that is if you go into like someone's house or an office and everybody connects to the same Wi-Fi network, all the devices on that network can see each other directly. They can share files. You can have any piece of software connect to any other piece of software. You have a local area network. What we do is we create local area networks over any other kind of network, the internet, cellular networks, existing Wi-Fi networks, and our software does that automatically, and it does it peer-to-peer and direct. So it's, you know, you can kind of think of it almost as like chat rooms for machines. It makes it as easy as creating like a Slack channel and then connecting a bunch of stuff to it, and then everything can communicate.
That's awesome. And what inspired you to create it?
In the early days of the internet, it was very easy to directly connect things. And I had this idea that this was going to be wonderful. It was going to give us this sort of flat global communications network where people could build anything they wanted and our devices could just communicate with each other. Over time, that's not really how it worked out. Instead, because of a lot of technical complexity that built up along the way, security concerns, what we actually ended up with was a hierarchical network where the devices at the endpoint can't really communicate directly with each other, and instead everything goes through intermediaries. So that was one factor. The second reason that Zero Tier was created is at the time I began creating it as a full-time venture, I was also working heavily with networking in network security. And I realized as I was doing so that the way we do networking right now is tremendously inconvenient. It's really horrible. IT people spend hours, days, weeks just fiddling with things like VPNs and tunnels. And I kind of put those two things together and realized that it's actually the same problem. networking would be very simple if devices could just be connected directly together in a convenient way. We wouldn't need all of these hacks, and it would also open up the internet to a new kind of innovation and a new round of innovation.
And why Los Angeles? Why have your company here and not a different tech city?
I think that there's a lot of advantages to being here. I think
I should say why Irvine.
Irvine? That is a little bit circumstantial. I was working for another company before I went and worked on this full time, and that company happened to be in Irvine. But in terms of the general area, I'm very happy with being here. There's a tremendous talent pool in the Los Angeles metro area. There's a lot of resources here. The, of course, headquarters, particularly of the computer industry, is Silicon Valley, but that's only an hour and a half plane ride away.
Right.
And it's in the same time zone. So we get to have many of the benefits of being in Silicon Valley. We get to have a great talent pool. We get to have a short commute to it. We also get to have, I think, in some ways, a better quality of life, more affordable real estate. And there's also some advantage in terms of perspective, I think, to not being right in Silicon Valley, because Silicon Valley is so trendy and it's easy for something that's innovative and maybe a little forward-thinking but isn't the hot buzzword right now to kind of get buried by the hot buzzword.
Totally. So, and who is your target market?
So right now, our target market mostly is IT professionals, CIOs, developers, and computer security.
How do you make their life easier?
So I'll give you an example. We did a demo for someone recently where they had been trying for about a month to build something that would allow their cloud application to access your local drive on your computer and do so conveniently. We demonstrated it in 15 minutes on their boardroom table. We cut hours, days, even months out of a network engineer's life, and we also radically simplify the networking environment in a company. I like to think of the way a lot of companies have their networks now as being almost like a Rube Goldberg machine. Like they have 30 different systems kind of duct taped together to make the whole network environment work. We can replace all of that with a software-defined network that works in the building, outside the building, anywhere else, and replaces your SDN, your SD-WAN, your VPN. We like to kill acronyms. So we like to make lots of networking acronyms go away.
How is LA, the tech scene here, help support your growth?
So what I found here is there's a tremendous diversity of the tech scene. There's a lot of different industries, and there's also there's a lot of larger companies here that can act as very good customers. Everyone here isn't a startup. There's a whole sort of continuum from larger, older, more established companies, and including companies in other industries. I mean, there's people here. One of our neighbors makes ice cream, and another one of our neighbors does 3D printers that can print other 3D printers. So that's the...
That is so meta.
Yeah, so that's, it's meta 3D printers. So that's the environment we find ourselves in. Well, it turns out that a lot of traditional companies actually can benefit a lot from tech stuff. But if you're surrounded by nothing but tech companies, you have a lot of tech companies in the Bay that only sell to tech companies because that's what they're surrounded by. So there's a little bit more perspective by being in a more diverse economy, I think.
And what resources in LA do you recommend?
Well, other than the LA Tech Slack, there's
it's
also
the We Are LA Tech Slack.
We Are LA
guys.
Tech Slack.
Yeah. Yes. That if you guys want to check that out, it's wearelatech.com/VIP, and I'll tell you guys more about that later.
Other than that, there are a lot of co-working spaces around here. I highly recommend those to anyone that has a small venture because you'll find yourself in a space with a lot of other like-minded people. We're in one in Irvine called People Space. There's another one called the Eureka Building, which is actually within walking distance of us, which is rare for Orange County. Up in LA, I'm not as familiar with which ones are up here other than the larger ones like WeWork, but I've heard there are many others. Mm-hmm. So I would just Google it or ask around. And
what would you say? I've never been able to ask this. What would you say is one main advantage of having your tech company in Irvine instead of Santa Monica or Venice or downtown LA?
I think in some ways, I mean, it depends. It's the traffic is not as bad. The real estate's a little less expensive. There's a substantial talent pool, and there's a lot of very large companies there. And there's a lot of people that are kind of excited about the prospect of working for a smaller, faster startup. And so you have a great recruitment pool to draw on. I also think there's advantages, though, of being in a center like Santa Monica or LA that has a greater concentration. I think the nice thing is if you're in the same metro area, it doesn't take very long to get up here. So
I think Orange County is underrated. We were talking about the Slack group. It's the private We Are LA Tech community chat. And the Orange County community of entrepreneurs is so vibrant and so active and so supportive and collaborative of one another. I think it's a great underrated community of people. Again, like we've been talking about the private chat, it's a chat group of about 850 people in the LA tech area, spanning from not too many in San Diego, but spanning from San Diego all the way over to like Santa Barbara and then downtown LA all the way west to the beach. And it's great. It's just really great. People get to like hang out together. But I'm telling you, like the Orange County community in there is badass, like super badass. Chris Dover.
Yes, Kina? I know Chris Dover.
Do you know Kina?
No, I don't.
Mickey is really supportive. Do you know Mickey Reynolds? She's in downtown LA, but she's super supportive of the Orange County community.
I've heard of her, but I've never met her.
And there's just so many. There's so many. I could go on and on. And Sonia just moved there. She wants to do like a We Are LA Tech Orange County event. It's really great. What's one company or talent that you've come across lately that in LA Tech that's really impressed you?
Other than the 3D printers making more 3D printers, there's a company actually. I just met the founder of. They're called Replicated. They're in Culver City. What they're doing is really cool, and it also is kind of synergistic with what we are doing. What they do is, if you're a company that runs one of these software as a service kind of things, and you have it in your cloud, but somebody for whatever reason, maybe performance, maybe security or policy, they want it on their own premise, or sometimes even in their own country. There are countries with like data retention laws.
Right.
They have a product that makes it really easy for that company to be able to take your infrastructure and replicate it, as the name says, in another company's infrastructure. So you can take kind of a baby copy of it and make an instance of it over here. I think that's really cool.
And is it replica.com or do you
Replicated. Replicated.com, I think.
Okay. Yeah. And you guys, we'll look it up. And Carl, our teammate Carl, will put it in the show notes for us so we have it replicated. Before I ask you one of my favorite questions to ask, how can people connect with you? Where can they find out more about you?
So the simplest way is just to go to zerotier.com, zerotier.com. You can download our product there. You can learn all about it. You can read our docs. We have a knowledge base. We have a lot of different things.
And if you had, this is my favorite question, if you had one ask of the community, something that they could do to support you in your success, what would that ask be?
I think that having more events, especially down where we are, would be very, very
totally.
Good. Because most of the events that I read about are happening up in downtown LA or Santa Monica, and they're happening at times where for me to get up here, I actually have found out that cars can't actually pass through other cars. So, you know, if I'm leaving work at 5 and I want to get to Santa Monica, that's kind of a death wish. So
totally.
If there were more events down in our area, that would be great.
And you know, some of you I know like aren't from LA and you're just like curious about the LA culture and the LA city. So Irvine is about like a 50-minute drive without traffic?
Yeah, 45 or 50 without traffic.
Like on your way to
here.
San Diego from like Santa Monica or something.
Yeah.
And then in traffic, it's like 2 or 3 hours.
It depends. Depends on the time of day. It took me an hour and 15 minutes to get here.
Yeah.
If I had left earlier during rush hour, it would have been like 2.
Totally.
There's also a train and they're extending the red line to Santa Monica, right?
Amazing. Well,
I believe they are.
The train's in Santa Monica, but not the red line.
Oh, it's a different line. I heard somebody say it was the red line. But
are you about to say there's a train that's like going to go to Irvine?
Well, there's a commuter rail that goes to Irvine.
Oh,
that
amazing.
Is maybe 5 minutes away from our office. And I have taken it to downtown LA many times and to Pasadena.
How long is that?
It takes about an hour and 15 minutes to get to Pasadena.
Awesome.
Maybe
it's
a little,
about the same
maybe
drive.
A little less, maybe an hour and a half. But the nice thing is you can actually just work on the train or sit and read or something.
Yeah.
I used to live in Boston, and I love train commutes.
Oh, I used to live in Back Bay, too.
Oh, you did? Wow. Yes. So I lived really close to where you used to live. That's funny. So I love train commutes. I didn't own a car there for a long time. So the more trains they build around here, the better. But yeah, there's a train that goes to Orange County, and I've taken it up to L.A. a lot. So as soon as they have a train, better train service to Santa Monica, which I heard that they're building, but I don't know enough
about it. That would be incredible. I love
that would make it easier to get here.
I love that the train now goes from Santa Monica to downtown.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Adam, for hanging out with the We Are LA Tech community.
Thank you so much, too.
This is being so cool, you guys. I am so happy to be back. Remember, check out wearelatech.com/VIP if you want to connect with more incredible people like Adam. That's the chat group that we've been talking about. And if you want events in Orange County, tweet at We Are LA Tech. I know Sonia has reached out to me. She's a We Are LA Tech club member. She wants to start doing more stuff in OC. Chris Dover is super active.
The co-working space where we're located, too, I'm sure would be happy to host.
Amazing.
I'm good friends with the woman who runs that.
How can people look it up?
Peoplespace.us. Peoplespace.us.
Cool. Well, and we'll include it in the show notes. You guys are awesome. I love you guys. I missed you guys. Hope you've been enjoying all our incredible guest hosts, Z, Erica, Harry. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye. Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.